I often hear there's nothing you can do to affect your salvation. And to an extent, that's true. I cannot atone for one single sin that I have done. Jesus had to do that on the cross. I was helplessly and hopelessly lost. And it was only the grace of God that allowed me to respond positively to the call of the gospel. And that's true. But oftentimes that translates into a do-nothing attitude that I don't have to do anything in my relationship with Christ in order to maintain that relationship and get to heaven. We want to be very careful about this because we know that we are saved by grace and not by our own works. But we also have to take into account the words of our Master, Jesus. It's found in Matthew, the 7th chapter, and the 21st verse. Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, and in your name cast out devils, and have done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it did not fall. For it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that hears these sayings of mine and does them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. You see, Jesus tells us we cannot work for our own salvation. It says, didn't we do many things in your name, many good works? But what were they really doing? Jesus says they were workers of lawlessness. That word iniquity is anomia. It means without the law, working lawless things. And then he says, whoever hears what I've been talking about in the Sermon on the Mount and does them, he'll be the wise man. So we want to be wise in this regard, don't we? It's not the good works that we do, but Jesus commands us not to work iniquity, but to work that which is good, those sayings that he has said, those teachings of his, and we will be wise if we do that. And foolish if we do not. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word that has come to us through Jesus. Help me to be a doer of the word and not just hear what he says, that I may be wise and that my house may stand in the day of judgment. Thank you, O Lord, in Jesus' name.